Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We're still on One Tree Hill, Season 5, Episode 9. For Tonight, You're Only Here. Which is a Distillers song, and I feel like I completely forgot about the Distillers.
Oh yeah, I actually didn't forget about the Distillers because I went on a weird Distillers kick, like...
Nice.
Earlier last year.
Excellent.
Yeah, but yeah.
And so of course, because I didn't realize what episode this was, when they did the recap, I was like, what is happening here? Because such a, like, random a bunch of stuff. Because it's, like, Lindsay getting engaged, and then season 3, episode 16, yeah. And I was like...
Yeah, it was weird.
And then, like, sure. Nathan and Nanny Carrie, and I was just like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Like, but then I realized.
Yeah.
But then I realized. And we start with Mouth in his voiceover?
Yes.
I think?
Yes. Yeah. That is what I recall.
Oh, yeah, because we're, like, at the high school outside, and, like, mm-hmm. it's all, like, teenagers and cheerleaders, and Q walking in his, like, Letterman jacket. And,
yes.
I don't know, probably something about high school.
Yeah, I actually can't remember at all what he was saying, to be honest. I am so bad, and I always, like, half ignore the voiceovers.
It wasn't even like this time.
I think it's something about him, like, talking about...
Because in the start, it's just like, because there's a basketball game tonight somewhere in America, mm-hmm. and there's a great story, but sometimes yes. you have to, like, look away. You know, can you see it? You have to look closer.
Yes.
Something like that. And then... Yes. Yeah. And then I got so confused.
Oh, my God.
Because it's Haley in her class.
Yeah.
Clearly, like, proctoring a test or something. All the yep. students are there and they're doing a test. And then all of a sudden, Mia was in one of the desks. And I was like, yes. Wait, is Mia one of the students? No.
No.
She's not.
Then she starts singing. And I was like, what is going on? Is this a musical episode?
Well, kind of.
I mean, yeah, vaguely.
We'll get there.
I...
So
strange.
But they're making a music video for her song, and Peyton is directing it, and they've recreated mm-hmm. a classroom, mm-hmm. and Haley is acting as the teacher.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay.
Yep.
Whatever.
Whatever. Indeed.
I feel like Haley says something about the, like... Or, like, Peyton goes to say something about the whole Lucas Lindsay thing, and mm-hmm. they're kind of nice to each other, and they're just like, it's hard, and I don't know.
Yeah. Haley says something about, like, how Peyton has to let Lucas go or something.
Yeah, I really wasn't.
Yeah.
This whole Lucas Lindsay thing, I just don't care.
I just...
Not even because Lucas, I know what happens. Care. I just don't care.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then we go to the gym. And Mouth is shooting right. video.
Right, that's right. Because he's trying to find the story for the segment he's doing.
Yeah, because so, like, Skills comes in and they're talking. So we've learned that mm-hmm. the news station has, they're letting him do, like, a little filmed story clip, whatever, of the game.
Yeah.
And that's when we see that there's an empty spot on the wall.
Oh, my God.
Because it's Nathan's jersey, the empty yeah. spot. And then, who was the other one?
I actually don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Huh.
Because I don't feel like it was Lucas or Keith.
Right?
Right? Yeah, I don't think it was. Because there was definitely Nathan's.
Yes, there was definitely Nathan's.
And at first, because I wasn't looking at them, and I just saw one come down, I was like, oh, did they take Nathan's down because of the whole
stuff. Shaving?
But, I mean, they also didn't take away their championship, so.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They were going to take away Haley's chance to be valedictorian, but not Nathan's jersey? Whatever.
I know.
I mean, I guess, like, he clearly redeemed himself through college, so, like,
yeah.
whatever. But, yeah, maybe it was just, was it Whitey's? I don't know. Maybe it was just somebody else's. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Now I just feel like it probably was something that I should have paid attention to.
Probably. I'm feeling like that, too. Whoops. Sorry, guys. We've been real tired.
It's, whatever season this is, not feeling it.
Yeah.
But then we go to the Scott residence, and Nathan and Haley are getting ready. And Jamie's so excited.
Yeah, he's so cute.
And then Nathan gets ready to tell Haley about Nanny Carrie.
Yeah, about how she kissed him. Yeah.
And you can tell because he has that, like, serious Nathan face on.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say, serious Nathan face.
I have to tell you something. And that's when Nanny Carrie rolls in. And she's like, I should tell her. So there's like that, like the smallest second where you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But then she just says that she's actually giving her notice because she got a scholarship to the program that she applied to. Yes. She's going to school, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Which explains why she's gone.
Yes.
Later, because in my head I didn't know how we got to some of the other places we go to.
Same.
Because I was like, oh, is just she like has like a big blow up where she gets fired? But like that didn't sound familiar because it's not what happens.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
And Haley's excited for her. Yay!
Yay!
We are not excited for her.
No, she could get lost. Go away, Nanny Carrie.
Yeah.
And then, then we go to the coach's office where Luke is, like, brooding in the dark.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's thinking about Keith, which, again, is supposed to be like, oh, yeah, Keith, of course, that's nice, we love Keith. But, like, it's Lucas, so.
I just feel like I'm at the point where I'm like, you didn't deserve Keith.
Right?
Or Lucas.
Honestly,
you are too
though.
Much like Dan. You don't deserve Keith.
Yeah. Yeah, truly though. Ugh, anyway.
And like Mouth comes in and he's talking about Jimmy and how like
you
know, they would give anything to kind of like trade that day for like this and like
right.
And that is when he does mention that it was Dan's jersey that was taken down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh my god, then we get this really cute scene. So Quentin is taping up his hand, his wrist.
His injured hand, yeah.
His injured one, yeah. From when he punched
K-Fed.
And Jamie is sitting next to him, like, doing the exact same thing, like, copying him and doing the same thing. And they're just, like, so cute together. Like, it's just adorable. I was like, oh, my God. First of all, this child is so cute.
Yeah.
But then Quentin is just, like, so cute, like, with him.
And, like, this is what I remember of Quentin.
Yeah.
So, leading up to this, this, like, jerk Quentin that we've had, I've just been like, what?
Yeah.
Because I remember this.
Yeah.
Except for anyone listening just who hasn't watched the show, just remember this moment.
Yeah.
Because let's just say in my notes I wrote a sad face after this.
Yeah.
But it is wildly cute.
It's so cute.
And, like, I hate precocious kids and, like, oh, he's so cute. But this freaking kid, Jamie.
Oh, I know. He's...
Jackson, he's, whatever his real name is. I think it's Jackson. Is just the best.
He really is.
I love him with Brooke. I love him with Quentin. He's just... Mm-hmm. Skills. Ugh.
Yeah, he's super cute. Super cute kid.
Oh, then we get another kind of weird thing. Well, it's not weird. It's... Peyton and Mia are in the record label.
Yeah.
And Mia's looking at, like, Peyton's, that original drawing of, like, her in the Death Angel outfit, whatever, and, like, whatever her, like...
Yeah.
You know, the image that is Peyton. And she's like, oh my god, is this really you? And, like, okay, fine, but, like, if you want to go to the game, it's just something that's, like, you know, I want to the game with, like, your ex-boyfriend who's, like... Now marrying Haley's friend, blah, blah, blah. I want to see your high school. And then she, like, opens the doors of the record label office.
Yeah, this was so weird.
And it's into the gym?
Yeah, I was so confused by this. Like, I just, like, didn't know what was happening. And I was like, are we still on a set?
It just felt like even, like, such a weird TV transit. Like,
yeah, it's weird. It was weird.
Like, that happens on shows that have more, like, mystical or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, green screen, sci-fi, something. But it was just Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
I was so confused. There's a few things that happened in this episode where I'm just like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then that's when she sees Haley and Lindsay. And she's like, oh yeah, that's the one that we're supposed to hate or whatever. I don't know.
Yes.
I was too distracted as to what she was actually saying because of the weird transition.
That's fair. Peyton's just basically being real mean about Lindsay.
Yeah.
And I was like, woof.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she says something about, like, the cheap ring that she's showing, you know.
Yeah. Like, ugh.
Then she's mad because Brooke's there, and she's like, oh, she's trying to take all my friends. I'm like... Which, like, I get that feeling. I fully understand that feeling.
Yeah.
But it's usually just something you keep to yourself.
Yeah, it's, like, mean. And, like, truly, Lindsay hasn't really done anything to Peyton.
No.
Other than, like, be with Lucas.
Yeah.
Which is not her fault.
That's her unfortunate mistake.
I mean, yes, correct.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Then that's when Peyton is like, do you want to see where I got shot in the library? And, like, they go off and do that. And you're like, ooh, awkward.
Right? I also thought that was strange.
And, like, clearly it's Peyton trying to have that kind of, like, tough, defensive, whatever, like, thing on. But, it was just, like, you've never referred to that day or anything in such a...
Like, flippant.
Yeah, kind of way. So, and I get it. It's all stemming from, like, her being mad about Lindsay's existence. But it was just, yeah. Not that day. Not that episode.
I just, like, I guess, like, why is this anger not being directed at the person who deserves it? I.e. Well, Lucas.
And the entire, like, episode, you know, is a girl's episode, basically. And that's just it. Like, it was like when Lucas is whining at both of them, like, oh, you guys should be friends. Well, no, you need to, like, sort your fucking self out. Like,
right.
You did that. Like...
Like, Lucas is the one that is responsible for all of the bullshit, always.
And, like, if Peyton truly believed that he had moved on, or that there wasn't a possibility...
Right.
She wouldn't have come back, or she wouldn't have kissed him, or she wouldn't have done those things.
Right.
But because he gives just the crumbs and the little bit of, the like, yep. Oh, and, like, goes and helps her and gives her the free office and does all... He does all these actions... Mm-hmm. That don't match his words, mm-hmm. And then you don't know which one is the one that you're supposed to believe because it's so gaslighty and manipulative.
Yeah, he's the worst. Like, truly and sincerely the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Haley and Lindsay and Brooke are all sitting together.
Yeah.
And, Haley forgot her camera in the classroom or something. And Brooke wants to,
and then Brooke wants to see it.
Yeah, so they all go for a walk.
Yeah. And then we go to the locker room.
Yeah.
Jamie and Quentin are, like, listening to music together.
Yeah.
It's really cute. But, like, I don't know. Luke gives some speech to the team. I didn't listen.
You know, we used to be champions. It's a new team. It's your house. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Again, I think actually on paper, it's an excellent motivational speech. Because he was saying it instead of Skills or Nathan. I don't care.
It's true. It's true.
But Skills has new jerseys for everybody.
Yeah.
So he gives it all.
Yeah.
And, like, they have a baby one for Jamie. And the entire basketball team is, like, so pumped for Jamie. And I'm just like, I love this.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's really, really cute.
And then, of course, they, like, enter the gym and it's all, like, slow motion. Let some kind of Lenny Kravitz song on. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we never see them again.
Yep. Yep.
Like, literally, we see them. See Nathan and Lucas for, like, 30 seconds at the end.
I know, right? Like, it's, like, it's almost a bottle episode, but it's not.
Yeah, like, it's like a bottle with, like, a chaser or something, you know? Because it's just, like, a little bit with the... a little too much in the beginning there.
Bookended by other things. Also, clearly somebody on the writing team was a little too obsessed with The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, it's clearly a bit of a Breakfast Club reference.
Well, because, like, I mean, if you think about, like, how old the whole, like, production team would be, that probably would have tracked for, like, their teen year, you know, like.
Because they already had an episode that referenced The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
Oh, Glenda. Yeah. Whatever happened to Glenda?
Who knows? Hopefully she got away from her horrible mom.
Yeah. So Brooke, Lindsay, and Haley are walking the halls, and they see Mia in the library through the doors. And they're like, oh, why is Mia here? So they go in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Peyton walks out. And everything gets awkward.
Yes. I can't even remember exactly what Peyton says to Lindsay.
She just kind of, like, immediately snipes in, but then,
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, she's, like, immediately hostile.
But then, like, Lindsay comes right back, and it's just like, oh, you're, you know, you called me a bitch, or you're a bitch, or something. And then she's like, I said I didn't like you. And then they just, like, and, like...
Yeah.
They're so snipey, this whole...
Oh, man.
And, like, it's not that I don't get either side. I just... I think it's because I know what they're sniping about, and I'm like, you're both losing.
I mean, true.
And because, like, in the end, I'm Team Peyton, so, like, I naturally, like, don't like Lindsay. But then, like, I know that there's no reason for me not to, like, just, like, for Peyton and for everyone else meeting Lindsay, like, there's no reason for me not to. Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, this is when Lindsay's like, whatever, I'm out of here.
Yep.
And realizes that the library doors don't have door handles on the inside.
And therefore she cannot get out.
Yes. Correct. They're stuck. For some reason, this library is the land of no cell phone reception.
I mean, the fact that they're even talking about reception does sound very... What is this? Are we officially in 2008 now?
Possibly.
It still sounds, like, fairly relevant.
Yeah.
And, like, a school is just, like, a concrete...
That is true.
...block.
That
so back then, I think that kind of was a thing.
Yeah.
But to watch it now is so crazy.
It's hilarious.
Because, like, to actually have no reception now, like...
Well, inside of a... Well, I mean, there's still places at the art gallery you can't get reception.
Fair. But, like... You could still be on the Wi-Fi. You know, like, there's...
Yes.
There's still option. Like, it's just such a weird, cut off with their little, like, flip phones. Oh, my God, we have no reception.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke calls Mouth, but he obviously, like, doesn't have his phone with him because he's, like, in reporter mode.
Yeah. Lindsay wants to call 911, and Peyton's like, no.
Yeah. Oh, and, well, yeah, because it must be 2008 because Brooke has an iPhone... And obviously, because she's rich and fancy, she's the only one.
Oh, right.
And so she's able to get reception.
Yeah.
Because everybody else with their flip phones couldn't.
Right.
That's what was happening.
So anyway, Peyton wants Brooke to call Owen.
Yeah.
And Brooke's like, I'm absolutely not doing that because it's needy and like...
It goes against all the dating etiquette because then like he would be doing a favor and then he would laugh at her and then she would like owe him and...
Yeah.
She's like, he better sleep with me because of this.
Yeah.
But then her phone dies at that exact moment, and she's really happy.
Yeah, she's very excited. And everyone else is like, what the hell, Brooke?
Yeah.
Lindsay's kind of freaking out because she's claustrophobic, which Mia has a good point. That library is very large. But, like, also, I get it. Like, you're locked in.
Well, because she says it's the locked-in part, the, like,
which I'm like, so, like, fair. Haley's trying to, like, talk her down.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm just laughing because I forgot what I wrote in my notes. Because Haley's like, you know, like, what's your, like, favorite day? Like, trying to distract, right? And she's talking about, like, walking with her dad in fall, like, when the leaves are changing around Walden Pond. So I guess she's from, like, rural Massachusetts. And I was just like, Walden Pond, that bitch. I want to walk around Walden Pond as the leaves are changing.
Right? Hilarious.
Yeah. But then Mia just wants to, like, get to know everybody.
Yeah.
And starts asking questions, and it all goes downhill from there.
Well, yeah, because she, like, asks Brooke why she lets her horrible mom boss her around all the time.
Yeah.
And all of her friends are like, yeah, your mom's kind of the worst.
I know.
And then Brooke's just like, you guys don't get it. Like,
and, like, you guys are supposed to get it, because, like,
yeah,
you guys know the mom situation.
Yeah, because Haley's mom, like, her parents, like, dipped as soon as her and Nathan got married.
The first time.
Like, the fact that they were, like, 17.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, cool, guys.
Peyton's mom, obviously, had died when she was young, and then second mom was, well, also dying, but also just a questionable human being. So she, like, basically says, like, I'm just glad to have her around again, like, no matter what capacity that's in.
Mm-hmm.
So she's upset about that.
And because, like, and again, like, every, like, even Brooke and, like, but, like, everyone's making good points, because Haley's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be, like, mom's love is supposed to be unconditional and, like, yeah, not because of money and, like.
Well, yeah, and she said, like, your company was great before your mom got involved. Like, this is you. You don't. Yeah,
she made
need
it bigger,
her.
But, like, you did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lindsay tries to, like, throw a chair through the window but falls over.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. The chair was too heavy. Yeah. She falls over backwards.
Well, Peyton finds the librarian's secret stash, so...
Oh, my God.
Her and Brooke start drinking. But same thing, like, Brooke's looking at the magazine, and she's talking about how, like, Victoria had all these ideas, yeah, and, like, I just wanted her to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that kind of, like... You can tell she's realizing that, like... Well, I think she even says, like, I know it's the wrong kind of love, yeah, but, like, at least I finally... I'm sort of getting love from her.
Yeah.
Which is, like, Brooke, such a hard thing to, like,
yeah,
let go of and leave. So,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then someone makes a comment about, like, they wishing they had the score for the Ravens game.
Yeah.
And then this is when we discover that Mia is on, like, the internet.
Yeah.
On the school, on the library computer. And she's like, oh, yeah, this is the score of the game. And then someone's like, okay, excellent. We can order a pizza to the library.
Yeah.
And when they get here, we can get out.
Yeah.
And then they all start yelling at each other over what toppings to put on it.
Well, and, like, it's so funny, too, because, like, they're clearly, like, they check one pizza place and they're like, oh, yeah, you can order online there. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't remember the last time I've not ordered pizza online.
Oh, my God, right?
And then, yeah, then they just, like, start screaming about mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But then, like, Mia jumps in again and just, like, gives Haley a compliment on the record, like, her producing mm-hmm. her record. And it's, which, again, it's such a good thing, but at the same time, I'm like, ugh, she's like, you know, like, we all just tear each other down too much. Like, we should say nice things about yeah. each other. And I'm like, yeah, you should, but this is also just giving me, like, after school special.
Right? I know. I know.
Because then they do, like, they talk about how, like, you know, Haley's so awesome and courageous and
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 and, like, whatever. But then I think it just, like, falls apart. Or because they try to get Peyton to say something nice about Lindsay, and she says she has decent taste in men.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, no.
Like, first of all, that's incorrect.
But then Lindsay goes on to say how she's, like, intimidated by Peyton yeah. because the book was basically a love letter to her.
Right.
Facts. Everybody storms off.
Yeah. Brooke ends up finding Peyton at the same spot where she almost bled out.
Because, yeah, she talks about how they, like, replaced the carpet.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
She's like, yeah, it doesn't match. I'm like, yeah.
obviously.
I feel like they wouldn't have even tried to clean it. They just would have
removed
it.
Yes, they would have cut the chunk out that they needed to.
Put in a new piece of probably the same carpet, but it's new, so it looks different than the rest.
Right.
Still a reminder, but, like, not a bloody floor.
Not a blood stain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is when Brooke tells Peyton that the ring Lindsay has was the ring Lucas had for Peyton.
I'm having a moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because of something Peyton says later.
Correct.
And, like, wouldn't she have known that the whole time?
You would think.
And then, like, wouldn't she have also assumed that that would have been the ring that she got?
You would think.
Huh. Anyways.
I know, I was wondering about that, too.
Whatever ring it is.
Yes.
Peyton learns that it was the ring that Lucas was going to give her.
Yep.
And then he recycled it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I do. Also because the recycling of the ring makes more sense in the context in which Peyton puts it.
Later.
Yes.
Yes, correct. Because right now, it's just gross.
Right.
And again, it's not even that, like, it's not that I need some big fancy ring or this, that, or whatever. It's the, like, oh, you chose that for person A.
Right.
I'm just going to give it to person B. No, like, they're different people. Even if they were, like, so similar. Like, if you just had a type and everyone, even if everyone was like, oh my God, they're exactly the same. Like, you would think that you would, like, want to have a different, like, fresh start, different thoughts. Like,
right.
Yeah. So. We'll circle back to that later.
Mm-hmm. We will indeed.
I think Haley and Lindsay are, like, tossing nuts at each other and drinking. Mia realizes that it's halftime. The Ravens are still losing.
Mm-hmm.
So we get two updates about the Ravens, and they're losing both times.
Yeah.
Remember that for later. Oh, but then Mia's reading the book.
Yes. Because this is when she's realizing that Lucas has slept with basically everyone in that room.
Yeah. Like, actually.
Yeah. Like, Brooke, Peyton, Lindsay.
Yep.
And well, it's so funny because she's like, turns to Haley and is like, are you sure nothing ever happened there? And Haley's like, gross. He's like, my brother. And then everyone's like, well, Jamie kind of looks like him. And I'm like, well, Lucas is his uncle. Like, it's not that weird, guys. It's not even just like a fun, like, we call my friend Lucas your uncle. Like, no, literally, he's Nathan's half brother.
Like, yeah, like, they're, that's how it works.
That's how genetics work, guys. Oh, and this is when Mia starts seeing the comments roll in about her.
Yeah.
Her song.
Yeah, her performance at Trick.
Yes.
Last episode? No.
I don't remember.
No.
No, the episode before?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, starts off with some good ones, and he's like, oh, this is great. And then, of course, come the internet trolls.
Yeah. She looks like she would smell blah, blah.
Like a foot?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I don't remember how Peyton and Lizzie start getting into it again. But they do.
I feel like Lindsay says something about, like, oh, like, pity me, Peyton, blah, blah, blah. And then again, it's something about your bony ass and, like, I don't know. Because at this point, Lindsay's kind of drunk and or tipsy.
Oh, right.
So I think in this time, she starts it.
Okay.
And I think it's, again, because, like, Mia's reading the bad comments about her looks and stuff like that. And then I feel like, I can't remember who starts it, but they start going at each other again. And then they start to, like, actually fight. And that's when Lindsay says, this is going to be the second time you're bleeding out on the library floor.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
And it's one of those, like, It's so awful, but at the same time, like, it's kind of hilarious in the moment.
Yes.
So, yeah. But that's when we see the pizza guy come.
Yep.
And it's Tim!
It's Tim! So funny.
Yeah.
Well, because then he like, walks in the library.
Yeah.
And they're all like, oh, no. So Brooke, like, runs. Except, like, Tim just, like, grabs her in a hug. Because he's like, oh, it's so great to see you, too. And she's like, no, the door! And then the door shuts. And he's like, that's fine. We'll just call someone from the pizza place. Like, it's all good. And then he's like, ah, my phone is in... What is it? He says his scooter. And then he's like, I mean, my motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Mouth is in the office still trying to right. think of, like, what the story angle is going to be and looking at the picture of Jimmy.
Right.
Pondering. Brooding. If babyface Mouth is able to brood.
I know, right?
He's pondering. He's pondering.
He is pondering.
And that's just it. Because, again, this whole, like, he's trying to find the angle. What is the angle?
Mm-hmm.
So. And then the girls and Tim were just eating pizza.
Yeah, and, like, talking about Mia. Mia asks if you had to eat any part of a person to stay alive, what part would you eat?
Mm-hmm.
So then they just, like, start talking about that.
Yeah.
Tim makes gross comments about eating girls in a very different way.
He keeps attempting to, and Brooke keeps shutting it down.
Yes, yes. And then that somehow turns into a conversation about ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because they're just like, oh, do you believe in ghosts? And yeah. Lindsay says something about, like, oh, like, people who, like, if they die suddenly or mm-hmm. if it's, like, before their time, maybe they, like, don't know how to leave. And then Tim says, do you think they're still here? Like, Keith and Jimmy, and everyone's just kind of mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
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 I think we see, like,
Mouth for a second again.
Yeah, he's, like, in the hallway or something. But then Tim is showing Haley a picture of his son.
Yeah.
Which, again, let's remember, these people are fresh out of finishing university.
Yes.
Age. That age.
They're so 22.
And, like, 20, like, 21, 22.
Yeah.
So he is also that age. But, like, this kid, again, also looks like a couple years, like, at least a year old.
Right?
But the kid's name is Nathan.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
And Haley's just like,
Haley's face is so funny. Like, it's so funny.
And you're just like, of course, Tim. Of course you named your son Nathan.
So funny. What happens? Oh, Mia says something about how, like, her perfect day is a snow day.
Right, yeah.
And I think she asks Peyton, right?
Yeah, if she ever, because she says something about, like, oh, like, my mom would bring me hot chocolate, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And she was like, oh, Peyton, did you ever have a day like that? And Peyton goes to say, like, I didn't have a mom, but she just says, I didn't have very many snow days.
Yeah.
But talks about
The
time that's been spoken about a few times of her and Brooke building a snow fort.
Building a snow fort. And then Lindsay pulls out, like, a quote from the book about it.
Yeah.
Which I was like, ooh, girl, what are you doing?
Yep.
Like, let me tell you, if I were Peyton or Brooke, I would murder that man.
Well, because, like, Peyton right away, and, like, rightfully so, is immediately
yes, I agree.
Just because you've read, like, this, it doesn't mean you know me.
Mm-hmm.
Because also, like, it's Lucas's words. Like,
right.
I don't know. And then again, they kind of just go into a whole like, you stole this, you stole that. Meh, meh.
Yeah,
Like,
well,
what?
because
I don't
yeah,
know.
I Peyton says something about Lindsay stealing friends, maybe.
I think, yeah.
And then Lindsay's like, well, from what I understand it, you stole Lucas from Brooke. And I was like, touche, honestly.
Yeah. And then Tim, like, Mia's playing music the whole time, so like Tim starts
Right.
rapping and
Yeah.
it's ridiculous. And
It's
then
so funny.
drunk Lindsay is like, play it again, and like goes into some kind of like, you know,
Yeah, like Peyton is bitch.
oh yeah, dumb, I'm dumb on Peyton something
Yeah.
something. So of course everyone's like, okay, we've had enough. But then
Yeah, like
Peyton's
we're
like,
done here.
play it again, and they're like, oh no.
Yeah.
And that's when she does the little ditty of like, he proposed to me first, but gave you the same ring or some kind of
Yeah.
something. And like, that's when Lindsay realizes and she's like crushed. And then Peyton goes too far.
Oh, yeah.
Because again, she's just like, oh, like, because of course, like, Lindsay in that moment is just like destroyed.
Right.
And she's like, oh, like, rich girl, daddy's not gonna be able to fix it for you. Daddy this, daddy that, the whole like. So immediately you're like, oh, clearly something happened with her dad.
Yep.
And again, it did. He died of
Yes,
cancer
he
2 years
died
ago. She
of
had to like unplug him and all of the works. And just that kind of whole like, you know, I thought I admired the book Peyton. She was so like noble and blah blah blah. And you're just like, oh. Awkward montage of everyone being sad.
Brooke looks so sad.
Yeah, like she was like upset.
Yeah.
Which again, like totally fine. But yeah, it was just like, yeah, it's just a whole
Yeah.
situation. And like kind of like weird flashback montage, because you see like Peyton in that whole like moment where she comes and like realizes like to Lucas's door and realizes that they're engaged, and then like Brooke with Victoria. And I think, oh, but this is, and then they all start
I
singing
was
this
gonna say,
song.
I think I paid very little attention to what was actually happening in the flashback because I was so distracted about the fact that they were all singing along to Mia's song.
Yeah,
But as
because
I
like Mia's
ran into
singing.
the library, like, and then Mouth is like sitting at the lockers in the hall.
Also singing and looking at the
Yeah.
picture of Jimmy. And I think, like, had that not happened, it would have at least sort of been okay, because like they're all in the library and they could hear Mia, but this
Right.
makes it seem like
They're
it's
all
an actual
dysfunctional.
musical, like where you bust into song.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was really weird. Like, listen, I'm already not a musical person, okay? I have like three whole entire musicals that I tolerate. They're not my jam. I hate musical episodes.
It's
I
fair.
don't like them. They're not my vibe. So this like weird like quasi musical
Yeah.
situation, I was like, no thank you. No thank you. Hard pass on that for me. Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, and then like Lindsay when Lucas proposed, and then Haley's reading Les Mis, and she's remembering like that first family dinner when Nathan kind of like got his head out of his ass. And again, everyone's singing along and it's so weird. I don't
It's so
know.
strange. It's so strange. I didn't like it.
Thankfully, it's very short.
Yes.
And then, like, Haley goes to talk to Peyton, and it's just like, you know, the last time we were trapped in the school was the shooting, and like. And then again, it's like a good reason. It's like, oh, like, do you know, like, how Lindsay and I became friends? And it's because she was editing this chapter of the book, the shooting chapter of the book. And it was that same thing where it was just like, it was Lucas that she wants it to be Lucas's best writing. But then, like, saved it with, like, because Peyton deserved it. Like, Jimmy and Keith deserved it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about Lucas's best writing.
No, me neither.
But, like, doing it for Peyton, Jimmy, and Keith, okay, fine. That's, yes, valid. That's different.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so then she's like, yeah, that's basically, like, when she becomes friends with Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. Then Peyton goes to talk to Lindsay.
Right. Right. She wants to, like, apologize. And she's like, you basically bring out all my insecurities and I turn into the worst version of myself.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay's like, yeah, kind of same. And then this is when she tells Lindsay that she was lying about it being the ring that was intended for her.
Mm-hmm.
She was just saying that to hurt her, and that actually the reason she recognized the ring is because it was the one that Keith gave to Karen. And then I had so many questions.
Before he, like, walked into the school, you know, and again, it was the whole thing. And, like, yeah, when I was watching it until I had that moment earlier, that part, yeah, like...
Because, like, if that's true, then I actually don't think it's weird...
That no, because
one person said no.
Yeah.
That you would give that ring to somebody else. Like, I no longer think that's strange. He didn't pick it out specifically for Peyton. He's using that ring because it has significance for him because of Keith.
Yeah. And, like, I think people do that, right? Like,
yeah.
If I just, like, went to Tiffany's and, like, bought you a ring and we, like, split up, you know, whatever. But if it was, like, my family heirloom, you would probably give it back.
Right.
Right, and so, exactly. Like, it does, and then, like, realistically, I would use it again, right? Like, that's, because that's the whole point of it. So, like, I get it now.
Yes.
But, yes, like, it's just, it's created this weird tension for a few episodes, because we've been going, oh, my God, is it the same ring? It's the same ring. Oh, my God, like, Brooke knows, it's totally the same ring.
Right.
But then to have this, like, oh, well, it's the same ring because it has this massive significance.
Right.
Takes away from all that, like... drama 100%. That we thought it was creating.
100%.
So, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's all weird. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Weird, weird, weird.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. They, like, talk things out, blah, blah, blah. Lindsay's like, not go apologize for the chapter. She and Lucas are writing about together now. And I was like, gross. Oh,
thank God I missed that.
Ugh. Barf. No, thank you. Hard fucking pass.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyway.
But this is when... Tim is like, I guess I should go back to work.
Yeah, this has been fun, y'all, but...
And Brooke's like, the doors, stupid, like...
Yeah.
And he just goes and he, like, unhooks, like, a bolt and, like, the middle portion of, like, a double doors. Portion
of the door, yeah.
He just, like, pulls out and the door's open and they're like, oh, my God.
They're like, could we... You knew how to do that this whole time?
Yeah. And he did, but he just missed them.
Mm-hmm.
And conveniently, they all had an opportunity to talk and work through things.
Convenient. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Game's over.
Yeah.
Nathan and Luke are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Something about, like, Dan's jersey's gone.
Yeah.
None of the girls were here.
Weird.
So weird. But Nathan, he asked Lucas if he kissed Peyton, but then, like, is like, yeah, I kissed Nanny Carrie. Well, she kissed me.
I was gonna say, like, to phrase it that way to begin with, I'm like, no, dude, she kissed you. Like,
yeah, like, he literally didn't even kiss her back. No. And of course, then he's just like, oh, you're a dick, this and that. Well, then even, like, again, even this part, like, Lucas is so stupid. He's like, well, like, do you want to do it? Like, would you do it again?
Yeah.
And Ethan's like, no. Like, obviously not. No, and
he's
not. Like,
I don't want to be that guy. And he's like, maybe you are that guy. I'm like, Lucas, you were out here kissing Peyton. So, like, maybe get off your high horse.
And he was like, kissing Peyton.
Right. Kissing Peyton. Somebody he not only is clearly still in love with, but also like had a long-term relationship with, proposed to, and then immediately afterwards goes and proposes to his current girlfriend, who was like seconds away from being like, peace out, asshole.
And like all of the triangles he's been in, like, come on.
Who are we to be judgy here?
One is like,
excuse me.
Again, proving more and more that Lucas is so much more like Dan. Because then Nathan even says, he's like, no, I don't want to be like Dan.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Haley no matter mm-hmm. what. Like, anytime that I've tried to, like, keep something for her, it gets worse.
Yeah.
And I need to be the father to Jamie.
Yeah.
That my dad wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. Pay attention, Lucas.
Right.
Real humans. And not to be all like, oh, a real man. But, like, real man. Like, that's a Nathan doing the right thing.
Right.
Stupid Lucas.
Yeah.
And then... Oh, mouth... Oh, it starts with, like, the mouth voiceover.
Yeah.
And just talking about, like, he doesn't actually, like, go into any kind of, like, store, like, mm-hmm. Ravens specific anyways. It's just... You know, there was a high school basketball game somewhere, like, a team lost and a team won. But the real story is about fathers and sons, because he, like, caught the moment of, like, Nathan and Jamie walking out together. And it's about life, you know. Girls and boys went to the game, they tried to fit in, some did, some didn't. And it cuts, of course, like, some didn't. Like, that's when, like, Tim's walking away and he, like, mm-hmm. fades out from the hallway.
Yeah.
And, like, reporters will report and they'll tell you, like, stats and stuff, but that's not where the real story is.
Yeah.
And then the girls, I don't know, they all hug and
yeah,
it's fine and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But like Brooke goes with Haley and Lindsay because she like came with them
mm-hmm.
and she like kind of apologizes to Peyton and they're like, oh, we're best friends. It's fine. But I was like, while I understand that.
Yeah.
Aren't you and Peyton going to the same house?
I mean, whatever. Good point. I hadn't even thought of that, but that's an excellent point.
And then, like, Lucas and Lindsay have a moment on the bleachers.
Yeah.
And he says something about, like, Keith would be proud. Or she says something like, Keith would be proud. Which, again, yes, he would. And I shouldn't be saying this with a snarky voice. But it's just something about...
I didn't even write anything down in my notes. It was just Lindsay and Lucas on the bleachers.
But that's what it is. Because, like, no one really says anything. But as he says, like, Keith, or she says, Keith would be proud, the camera pans up. And they've mm-hmm. already, like... updated the conference scores.
Yeah.
And the Ravens are 1-0, aka they won the game.
Yeah.
We just didn't see any of it. And that's where it ends.
That's where it ends.
I'm so torn on this episode.
Right?
Because, like, it was so bad, but it was also kind of good, but then it was, like, weird, and, like, weird stuff happened, so, like, yeah. I don't know.
I agree. Totally.
We didn't have anybody new.
Nope.
We just had the return of Tim.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, high school moment, locked in the library. That feels pretty...
Yep.
Although we like...
They're not even in high school anymore.
Right?
Yep.
Most throwback high school moment.
Yep.
Who did you have as most annoying?
Honestly, I went with Peyton just because she was like... going after Lindsay so much that I was like, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough.
There's no need to be that hostile. Like, before Lindsay's even said anything to her. Like, just for existing.
Yeah, like, she was in that, like, defensive mode where it was like, I'm going to quickly say something mean to you before you could say something mean to me. And then, like, Lindsay got drunk and then they both started saying mean things. So I kind of had them as a tie.
Fair enough.
Because it was just, like, a situation. Did you have a quote?
I didn't, actually.
I actually just had Tim, because at the end there, he's like, I miss you guys. Nobody stays in touch anymore.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that kind of really feels like the vibe of everything, of like,
mm-hmm.
you know, Brooke being like, the last 4 years, like, you guys have all been gone.
Yeah, that's
so that's why I've kind of been more with my mom. But then mm-hmm. the whole, like, Peyton being on her own, but then, like... Everyone just came back, and it's as if they've all been together, but they've, aside from Lucas, Nathan, Haley, they've all been separated.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like that because it was like.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's an obvious song of the episode. Obviously, there's a couple like Kate Vogel songs.
Yeah.
Because Mia sings.
Yes.
And then yeah, the end of the episode montage is Lifehouse.
Yeah, my God.
Broken. I was just like, oh my God. As soon as it started, I was like, oh my God. And it just made everything like so much more sad because it's just like, such a stupid sad song.
I know.
Lifehouse. That's good. And then when I went to like look it up on Spotify, it's not even in their top five. And I was like, I feel like I remember, like, noticed the song like immediately. Like, I was just like, oh, that song. Apparently, they have at least five more popular songs.
Oh my God. Why were they such like a. I don't know, man.
Yeah, hanging up, hanging by a moment.
Yeah.
Even these other ones that are listed, I mean, I don't want to press play. But, like, I don't even know what they are. But, like, hanging by a moment, obviously. And then this one.
Obviously. Yeah.
But, yeah. This one isn't even on the top five.
Absolutely wild.
But like, so like, what even happens from here? We're halfway through.
I don't know.
Right? Because this is the season with 18 episodes, I think, right?
Maybe? I think so, yes. Yeah, it is.
So like, the only thing...
Didn't Lucas say something about wanting to get married even sooner in the last episode or like something?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, the wedding episode has to happen like soonish, no?
Yeah, but like how... Do they actually get married?
I don't know. They don't.
Right?
They
or
do
is, not. Is it like a day of situation?
I'm pretty sure Lindsay bails.
But I feel like I can see her in a dress.
But yeah, no, I think it's like the day of the wedding. Like, I think that happens.
So like enough other stuff has to happen that she like plans this, but then bails.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Something happens with Rachel. What?
This all sounds insane.
The wedding is episode 12.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, and then episode 13, Brooke is doing that thing where she has to fill out paperwork that involves another human. What? What is happening? How does this all happen so fast?
I don't know.
Oh my God, and then there's stuff with Dan and his heart and like episode 6. Oh my God, we're like, this is gonna be a wild ride. While it has been a weird slow build, I think, for the first 9 episodes.
Yeah.
I think the next 9 episodes are going to be wild.
Oh, boy. It's been a strange kind of rocky season so far. And, like, I understand. Like, they're trying to find their footing in, like, a completely different framework.
Yeah. I still don't really think...
high school anymore?
It should have been more than 4 years. It needed to be, like, 8.
Yeah, I agree.
We all did university... and then did all these other things or like something, you know?
The problem with making it that long is then it would make the Peyton Lucas of it all even more insane.
But I mean, they could have been together for another like 4 years.
I mean, true.
Right? Like her in LA, him coaching at the school. Then he could have done that. Then they could have broken up. Then he could have released his book. I don't know. It's just that weird, like, yeah. They're 21 and 22. Like,
yeah.
And rushing to get married.
I know. It's wild.
And then, like, Brooke's rushing to do other large life things.
Yeah. And... oh, my God. These children need to calm down.
Right? I feel like the only thing up until now that truly, truly makes sense is that Tim has, like, a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
Tim, from everything that we know about him, as a 21, 22-year-old man.
100%.
Him having a kid totally makes sense.
For sure. He also has, like, a normal 21-year-old job.
Yeah.
Working at the pizza place.
And again, like, even having a son, that still tracks. Like, he has a job. He's supporting his family. He's doing his thing. But everyone else is just wild and crazy to me.
Yeah. I mean, like, to be fair, like, obviously with Haley, like, the fact that she's married and has
Yeah.
however old Jamie is, four.
He is currently four. He's going to have his fifth birthday in this season.
Yeah, okay. Like, at least her being a teacher also makes sense. Like,
Yeah, because like time-wise, that would have tracked.
yeah, and she's just finishing up, like, sort of her.
Yeah, like it's her first, yeah.
Yeah, it's her first year teaching. Like, that absolutely tracks. But yeah, like, and I guess to a degree, like, I mean, opening your own record label at that age is also insane. But like,
Well, and then like
at
just
least Peyton's
directing music
job kind of,
videos?
right. I mean, right. Okay, sure.
Okay.
But everything with Brooke is just madness.
Yeah.
And everything with Lucas publishing his novel is also madness.
Yes. And like Brooke, I kind of understand. If you think about it now, like teenagers who are like YouTube stars or
Oh,
TikTok
yeah.
stars, all that kind of like crazy fame stuff that like all the stuff that's happened now, it does make sense, but not back then.
No.
And especially, I mean, I guess fashion-wise back then a little bit more, maybe. Like now I don't think people, it's not as well known of like, oh, this designer or that designer and like being famous for it. And I get all the stuff that Victoria did, but yeah, it still just seems weird in the sense that like Victoria's always like expecting her to like be on the ball and be on top of all this stuff.
Right, and also weird that they're all like, I don't know, thinking they need to get married and have babies immediately. You are still babies yourselves.
Yeah. I know, right? Like that whole thing with Brooke that comes up that I'm
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I totally forgot about it. And like the more we keep talking about it, I'm like, this was so freaking crazy.
I know. I know. Mental.
Will come up in 4 or 5 episodes.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll be back next week, and I guess we're planning a wedding and who knows what else.
Oh man.
We'll
Gonna be
see
a
you
wild
then.
one. Bye.